18-year-old Ramsey High School graduate Lakeisha Lockhart has all the characteristics of an excited student, readying herself for college, going through all the motions to get on that track to a graduate degree. She says she's always been interested in biology and research, and her mom was instrumental in getting her motivated in that direction.
She made sure that I studied and set aside time for studying. Usually when I don't study, she always saying, you know, you got to test this day and this day. So I tried. I studied just because she was there, basically. But now I have to learn to do it on my own. It just takes me realizing that I have to study and that I'm not going to be able to just listen to the teacher and absorb everything.
Lockhart is a college freshman, and after she graduates, plans to go to graduate school in a science or research-related field. But the odds are not in her favor. In a report published last year, the National Center for Education Statistics said African Americans and whites studying biology and chemistry graduated from college at about the same rate, 3.9% for black undergrads, 4.2% for whites. But the disparity grows as students progress towards more advanced degrees. The study shows whites attend graduate school at almost twice the rate as blacks in those same biology and chemistry fields. There's another study, the National Science Foundation survey of earned doctorates, that found African Americans lag far behind on obtaining graduate degrees in science, technology, engineering, or math, STEM programs. As part of her own graduate work, Ramona Hart is trying to figure out why it's so hard for black STEM students to walk through that graduate school door.
Hey.
Hey.
Look at you.
How are you?
Hart's office is draped in paper. The desk hides under stacks of reports and research that measure inches, maybe feet high. The information covers one local, historically black college or university, HBCU, where she's been interviewing students and studying the numbers.
Just trying to get a sense for an idea for those that are going to graduate school, what has helped them to get to that level and to make that decision. And if they're not, if there's something that could eventually be done to change their mind.
Getting that information has been difficult every step of the way. For more than a year, Hart had been in contact with one predominantly black school, and everything seemed to be going well. She set up specific times to interview students and spoke for weeks with university officials, making sure they understood the goals of her research. But when Hart went to get final approval for the research to begin, the school pulled the plug. They were skeptical, their word, of what? She was unsure.
I tried to reassure him with all the aspects of confidentiality. The institution wouldn't be used, wouldn't be named, the students would not be named, and it's still, they still denied the process. And this is after I had everything set up with the program director and the program manager, and they were all interested in the research. So that was a major, major setback.
Hart tried again at another school and was shunned. It was after her third attempt at an historic black college that she finally got the green light and did her research, which involved talking to students one by one. Some of them didn't want to be identified, such as this senior, who was adamant about one major point.
Money has a lot to do with it, with graduate school, to me it does.
What about opportunities that maybe people don't understand, that the students don't understand?
I see that a lot of students don't try to go out and try to find ways where you can get money to help you with graduate schools. They don't try to find the different,
In a recent discussion at one of the school's science clubs, students tried to put their struggle, monetary or otherwise, into words. But even before the conversation began, there was one biting question, the 800-pound lily-white elephant in the room. Why are you, two white people, researcher and reporter, interested in African-American affairs?
Neither of you are African-American, so you would not have those type of personal experiences that African-Americans go through.
It was a polite, if terse, question by student Candace Davis, who sat quietly at the back of the classroom.
Just simply being an African-American is an experience in and of itself, because you don't blend in. You stand out in just about any type of environment you do, but you stand out more so in an academic environment, and you really are a sore thumb in a predominantly Caucasian academic environment, which is what you get into when you get into graduate schools. Sometimes we don't want to stick out. We want to just, fade into the background and blend in, but you do tend to stick out.
Davis says as a black student, she fears being seen as someone who's receiving special attention by the teacher because of the perception that she's meeting some kind of quota. She says that kind of peer pressure is daunting, and only a minority can know what that's like.
I mean, I knew why she was asking that.
Again, Ramona Hart.
I think it, you know, as the students say, it is a bit of a stigma because the field is predominantly white. So then here we stand, you know, as two white people sitting, you know, facing them in a classroom of African Americans, and they're still not identifying with why we're doing it.
Hart says that lends itself to a mentoring problem, where African Americans don't have enough role models to push black undergrads into graduate science studies. Senior Ashley Lidge agrees.
Because they may feel like, you know, well, I really don't see that many of my kind there, so is it saying that we can't do it? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So maybe.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being less likely, 10 being more likely, where do you rank on the scale of going, following through with grad school all the way to your...
Actually, I don't want to rank myself as 10, but I'll go about an 8 or a 9 because I really feel like I want to be a professional student because I want to go as far as I can.
There are some programs available to African-American students that are trying to fill that void. Since its inception 20 years ago, the Meyerhoff Scholarship Program at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC, has helped hundreds of minority students move forward into master's and PhD programs.
When I was given the opportunities, I introduced them to other friends who were in other fields, pursuing PhDs, pursuing master's degrees, in all sorts of fields so that they could see that they too could achieve this.
Dr. Adrian McFadden is an alumnus of the program and a mentor now to those in grade school who are thinking about their plans later in life.
Although it was early on in their life, in middle school, you're not necessarily thinking of being a PhD in chemical engineering, but I wanted to introduce that to them so that they had role models for all these fields and all these levels of achievement so that they too could understand in their heart that they were able to do that and could set their own expectations higher.
But the progress is slow. The Meyerhoff is only one program, yet there are thousands of African-American students who may need help finding or accessing money, preparing for school, or meeting someone who can empathize with their situation. Ramona Hart says it's just not there.
I think as faculty and as administrators for science programs, I think that essentially we are failing these students.
And that's what's included in Hart's dissertation and defense, the pages and pages she's been entering into her computer, data that's been gathered over the course of her investigation. Schools failing students. I'm Steve Chiatakis.